रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 34, द फेटल एडवाइस. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. These cruel sarcasms and taunts before his ministers enraged Ravana against Rama, and he cried, Who is he that Rama? Give me some idea of his form, feature, valor, and prowess. What brought him to Dandaka, which is shunned by the ordinary run of men? What weapons did he use to slay Khar, Dushan, and Trishidas? Shubhnaka was maddened to see him so stupidly ignorant. Hopelessly infatuated with Lakshmana, she described in brief the beauty and grace of Rama that stole away the hearts of all. Rama has arms that reach down to his knees. Of large, star-like eyes, he is garbed in deerskin and dress of bark. His loveliness puts to shame the god of love, yet compassion unbounded wells up from his eyes. He has come to these forests in hermit's guise, but to ward off evil from his devotees and confer eternal life and bliss upon them. He grasps his mighty gold-banded bow and shoots from it arrows terrible as deadly serpents. No one can perceive when he draws his shafts from the quiver or sets them on the string or draws them to the ear or shoots them at the enemy. As Indra destroys with his hail the proud ears of corn, his arrows are felt only when we see the foes reel and topple by hundreds and thousands. Alone and on foot, he dispatched, in the twinkling of an eye, 14,000 terrible rakshasas to the realm of death. Khara, Dushan, and Trishuras put up no show before him. Rishis find a safe refuge in him. Dandaka is now the prosperous and fearless resort of all. Alone I escaped with my life, thanks to my womanhood that he respects and reverences. He has a brother, Lakshmana, so named. Of blinding luster, the prince of heroes, unapproachable by foes, wrathful, strong, intelligent, he is Rama's alter ego in excellence and valor. Boundless is his love and devotion to Raghuvira, who holds him as his active, visible life breaths. Like his right hand, he renders every service to Rama. Rama has a wife whom they call Sita. Her eyes are large and broad, and her face is beautiful as the moon in full. She follows her husband's footsteps in the practice of Dharma. Their love to one another is beyond description. Her dark and lustrous hair and her nose like champaka bud do but serve to heighten her witching loveliness. Her fame illuminates the ends of the world. She seems more like the goddess of the woods or Mahalakshmi herself. Her complexion is like that of molten gold. Her fingernails are red and somewhat raised. Her wasp-like waist is a marvel of symmetry. Never have I set my eyes upon her like in the worlds of Devas, Gandharvas, Yakshas, Kinnaras, men or Asuras. Fortunate above others, blessed beyond words is he who calls Sita his wife. It matters not if she would not clasp him in fond embrace. It is enough that she is with him as a wife to secure him heavenly bliss. Nay, it matters not that she is not his wife. It is enough if she clasps him to her chest in fond love to secure for him joys that Indra dreams not of. A model of propriety is she, and unmatched in form and feature. She is a meet wife for you, and you are a meet husband for her. I but strove to carry her away, that marvel of beauty, to make you a wife, and that cruel Lakshmana punished me thus for it. You have but to cast your eyes on that gem of a woman, on her face that shames a queen of night in her full orbed radiance, and you fall hopelessly transfixed with the darts of love. Do you aspire to call her your wife? Then start right away and, as a sign of success, put your right foot forward. At least avenge the miserable deaths of the Rakshasas that have been slain by Rama. Let your keen arrows pierce the hearts of Rama and Lakshmana, and you may do what you like with that helpless Sita. Act upon my advice if you deem it sound. Doubt not, realize in your full your might and power, and bring back Sita with you, that the wonder of the worlds might become your wife. Impress upon your mind the pitiable deaths of Kara, Dushana, and the Rakshasas at Janasthan by the sharp arrows of Rama, and do as you seem best. Mangalam Kushlin Raya, Mahiniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.